Contingencies. 1. What should I do if I get a bad case of nerves? There is no easy answer to this question. Being fully prepared makes it less likely that it will happen. You should remember that physical symptoms which appear highly obvious to you, shaking knees, sweaty armpits, flushed face, trembling hands and voice, are barely noticeable to the audience. You should also remember that the audience is on your side. They want your presentation to be a success. They want to enjoy it. It's nobody's idea of fun to sit for half an hour sympathizing with the plight of a nervous wreck. One well-known actress uses the following relaxation technique before an important performance. She closes her eyes and imagines that she has just received the most dreadful news, say, that her family have all been killed in a road accident. She develops this fantasy for a few minutes and then imagines receiving the news that it was all a mistake. After the relief she feels, the performance seems too minor and unimportant a matter to worry about. Remember that fears are quite normal, but they are also quite unfounded. Create a rapport with the audience. Address them personally and warmly. If you do get a nerve attack, fighting against it or covering it up will rarely bring results. There is nothing wrong with admitting to your audience, either implicitly or explicitly, that you are nervous. They will do everything they can to help you. They may ask you a question, for example, to get you back on track.